You're listening to The Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Bound chicka wow wow. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. I'm Brannon.
And I'm Saba.
And today's episode looks a little different because this is actually going to be the final episode of the cannabis hangout season.
That sounds so crazy to say. My heart's racing.
I know.
It's so crazy. We started the cannabis hangout in December 2019. And we've had the opportunity to create a space for having conversations with beautiful people in 214 episodes worth of a variety of topics to choose from with people from all sorts of walks of life.
Yes, and that I feel like that's always kept us on our toes, like with interviewing someone or multiple people new each week. But today we're here to kind of reflect on what we've created over the years, how we feel like we have served the community,
the conversations we've had over these 3.5 years, the joy that the conversations have brought to our lives, and I feel like the amount of insight we've gotten.
Yes, like truly good insight and just perspective. I feel like it's so nice to be like submerge yourself in other people's perspective, and that's what we've always got on this podcast is perspective. So, and we just want to like share like where we're at personally with seasons in our own lives and the ebbs and flows of it,
along with where our journeys may take us in the near future.
So let's just organically dive on in, Sob, and chop it up.
So where to start? For those listening, you might be thinking this is coming from left field. And it kind of is, but it's also not really. You know, when life happens and you go through seasons of change, yeah. And for some of us, really big change, you know, change is change. It's never easy, but it can be fun. But when you go through changes of life, you know, have to pivot with those changes and just do things that, I don't know, feel right, feel good. And
make you feel uncomfortable, too.
Yeah. And Brannon and I have been doing this for 3.5 years. We did this with a love for cannabis, a love for community, a love for talking to people, and really breaking that stigma. And this podcast has been all of those things. Yeah. It's been such a cool journey. It's so crazy to say that it's been 3.5 years and it's coming to a close. I don't know if you guys can hear that train behind us, but yeah, so we have had some conversations over the past, year of how we want to change conversations, where we see the podcast going. And really, I feel like it's been over the last, month and a half to 2 months, I would say, Brand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That we just, you know, our conversations shifted a little bit more. Life shifted a lot for the both of us. And we just kind of decided that this season was the end of it for the cannabis hangout for us.
Yeah, just kind of what feels right. You know, I feel like Saab and I have like always been aware of ourselves and like what surrounds us and things happening and when we feel certain ways and just really in tune with ourselves, you know, and like recognizing when we're shifting and like, but also being aware of change that's creeping on us and like what's happening and like how we're moving through it and like what, you know, the next step is going to look like. So, I don't know, change doesn't really have to be like so scary. I feel like sometimes when I feel redirection in my own life, it's like fun because it makes you lean into it more, kind of like, oh, well, where are you taking me now? And just like trusting in the process. Which is what we've been doing this whole time.
It's been, yeah.
So you have to trust where we're at now. You know, that's how I feel.
Yeah, and I agree. And one thing about Brian and I, since we've been best friends for forever, but one thing about us that, like, I always love, and I've tried to challenge this a few times in just like my mind internally. I've never told Brandon this, but like we're always on the same page, and it's been very rare that you and I are not on the same page. Yeah. Like very, very rare.
It's true.
And you know, everyone says like it, don't own a business with your best friend, blah blah blah. And like it's so cool to say we've owned a business together.
Yeah,
and
we've created something really fun
and special to full completion, and now it's over because we want it to be over, not because we failed at it, not because we hate podcasting, not
or each
because,
other.
Yeah, or each other. But it's completing because we want it to complete, because we are about to, you know, embark on different seasons and changes in our lives.
And I just feel like too, you know, when like you come to a point like that and you start reflecting and like feeling like, or, you know, reflecting on the ways in which we have served the community once and like been involved and like not just here in Oklahoma, but like
all around the world,
you know, talking to people like all around the world, really, like, you know, that's pretty cool. Like that impact, I feel like, you know.
Yeah. So where did all this begin? So I was in Ireland for the month of January, and a lot's happened over the past, you know, 2.5 years just with me personally. After my mom passed away, my dad moved to Ireland. My family home was no more in Oklahoma. My support system and my tethers, you know, are no longer here. My dad hasn't been doing very well. And so just being with Ireland, or being in Ireland with him this past month, and, you know, taking care of him in a way that was very intimate, very eye-opening. It was the most raw version to see your grown adult parent be a version of themselves that you've never seen before. Like the man who used to, you know, do everything and take care of me and handled all the situations. Now I'm handling all of his situations. Like I'm talking from eating to using the restroom to giving him a shower. And when you're going through things like that and you're experiencing things like that, it shifts you, and it shifts your perspective on the things that are important and what matters most, and, you know, just like what you want out of life. And when I'm on my deathbed, whatever that may look like, whenever that may be, and I'm reflecting on my life, like, am I truly happy with what my life looks like, where it's going, despite what people may think, despite where, you know, I might think that where I may need to be based on society, like whether it's having kids, whether it's being married, whether it's having X amount in the savings, you know, whatever that may be. I feel like there's so much pressure from society, but in actuality, when you experience trauma, intimate moments like that, hard moments like that, trying moments, triggering moments, you, and again, this is for me personally, it shifted my perspective on what I wanted in life, and I just am figuring that out. And podcasting was one thing, you know, that I had thought of, and, you know, the conversations surrounding cannabis. And for me personally, I love cannabis. It's been a very healing plant for me. But as I've gone to Ireland more over the past 2 years, I don't consume while I'm there. And it brings me to a piece of me that I have not touched in a long time, and parts of me that I have not known without cannabis ever, especially as an adult, especially as I've been healing through all of my trauma, through my mother's death, grieving. Cannabis has been such an ally, but has also been, I feel like, a little piece that's held me back from my healing, because I used it as a band-aid, as a crutch. And so as I'm thinking in Ireland about, you know, where my life is, where it's going, the conversations we've had over the past, you know, year, it's everything was evolving past cannabis, even those conversations. And although cannabis will always be a big part of my life, it's not what I personally wanted to surround our podcast conversations around anymore. And I just wanted, I don't know, I don't know what I wanted, yeah, honestly. That's like just the realest way. I don't know what the fuck I wanted.
I feel like that is something I had been feeling too, you know, about the cannabis part, mm-hmm. wanting to, knowing that, like, I love so many more things, or I'm passionate about other, like, you know, avenues in life and topics that are not just cannabis related. And mm-hmm. so, you know, I feel like we tapped into that a lot and had, like, so many, like, different angles of people, all different kinds of, like, businesses in the industry, mm-hmm. and what they do, what they serve, as well as, like, medical marijuana patients, you mm-hmm. know? Like, we were getting perspectives from everybody. And I don't know, I feel like that was, like, that it has been, like, really well-rounded over the years, too. Like, knowing that, like, it's all felt full circle, you know, and the feeling of being able to put other people on mm-hmm. and, like, have a platform to allow other people to, you know, gain more traffic and for people to learn more about them or inspire them, encourage them, learn something, you know, be educated on. Like, I feel like it has been, you know, it's been very, I don't know.
It's been really wholesome. It's been really cool to, you know, I feel like Brandon and I, we, you know, we set goals we didn't even know that we had. This past year, we hosted Puffin Pains, which was fucking cool. Like, yeah, it was fucking cool to be able to bring out a community of people we've never met, people, you know, who just believed in our vibe with us. Yeah, who believed in our mission, all of our sponsors. They saw Brandon and I. They saw the vision we had. And every time our vision got bigger and it got better. And, yeah, you know, it's been really cool to have done this in so many different avenues and so many different perspectives over the last 3.5 years that we hadn't even thought about when we started this.
Yeah, because, like, you grow every year as a person in mm-hmm. some way, right?
Yeah, and then we got to grow together. We got to grow this little, you know, business we had together. And it's been very humbling. There's been so much we've learned. It's just been really fucking cool. And now that it's coming to an end, I feel like I woke up this morning. I journaled about it last night before I went to bed. I also want to say, and I told this Brandon, but I just have to say it here, we're recording our last episode on 2/22, which 222 follows me around everywhere. So it's just crazy that we're recording our last episode on 2/22. But anyways, what was I saying? I can't remember. Damn it.
Rewind.
I know, this always happens. But anyways, it's cool that that's what I was saying. I was journaling last night. And, like, change is something that I've really come to love. Although it's hard sometimes and I fight it, I've come to really enjoy it, appreciate mm-hmm. it, accept it, because it always means that I'm growing for the better. And last night I kept searching for, even over the past, like, week that we've had this conversation, you know, I've been searching for pushback feelings of, like, no, we shouldn't do this. No, we should keep this going. No, like, blah, blah, blah. And I haven't had any of those. I'm greeted with peace, feelings of peace,
yeah,
feelings of calm, feelings of acceptance. Like, and I think it's because, one, we're on the same page, like we always are. Mm-hmm. And two, it's really cool to see the vision that we had when we started, yeah, to how we're closing out this vision, right, in our, like, lives. And it was always on my bucket list to have something, like, you know, how
you could leave
actors have movies, mm-hmm, yeah, like, artists have songs that you can listen to after they die. And, like, it's cool to say that we've done that now.
Yeah,
like, people will
our
always be able
will forever
to
be on, yeah, the internet.
And people will always be able to listen to us. And, yeah, you know, if we ever have kids, like, they will always be able to listen to us and revisit. And this is such a cool project that we will get to share with the world for the rest of forever.
As long as social media exists.
The world exists. Yeah. And it's so cool. And it's, I love checking things off my bucket list, and, like, what a big bucket list check off.
Really,
you know?
Fun. I know.
And that's so fucking cool. Like, it's, I don't know, it feels good. It feels like we have accomplished something, but it feels like we've accomplished something really big. And, like, a goal that I've, like, achieved. And that's not a feeling I personally have, like, felt mm-hmm. to the degree that I feel with this.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
Because it was just different. That's when you know it's right. And it's just different and it's special. Like,
yeah.
And it's just so cool to be able to do it with my best friend. Like, we've literally done almost everything together now, except for getting married and kids.
I know.
That's the only seasons we haven't seen together. But, like, and obviously growing old. But, like, it's cool that we've, you know, we've seen childhood together. We've seen teenage years, puberty. We've seen first relationships. We've seen the ugly relationships we've seen, you know, no jobs, moving when you left.
Broke motherfuckers.
Yeah, broke motherfuckers. We've seen it all. And now we've seen a business that, like, has thrived. Maybe not the way that we had hoped for, but maybe it is the way that we had hoped for, you know, in a way that we didn't expect ourselves to hope for it.
And, you know, sometimes good things fall apart. So, like, better things can fall together. And doors open. So, like, I don't know. I feel like that's a good message to just for people listening too, is to, like, absorb that and know that, and, like, don't be afraid to, like, be like, no, I do feel like something has come to a close. I feel like it has served me and it served me well. And, like, now it's time for me to experience something else or lean into this season of my life and see where it takes me. Because if you're aware and paying attention, you know, other creative opportunities and possibilities come your way, they fall in your lap, you know, something else sparks, something else happens, and, like, you know, it's I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's really good, Brian. I also think it's important to remember that we, I might not be speaking for everybody, but for me personally, I feel like it's, and I've just come to the realization of this more recently, that, like, we're taught to stick to, like, one thing and, like, just do that one thing. And if you, like, even as, like, creatives, like, not, you're not taught it, but it's like, you know, if you're good at that one thing, like, why would you veer off into something else?
For
and
sure.
A lot of people do, but it's just like that one thing is going to put you on, that one thing is going to make you money, which is great. But I feel like resetting yourself and restarting isn't encouraged enough.
Yes.
And I've, like, restarted so many times.
It's actually really good for you
to and
do that.
I've restarted so many times. I mean, I'm restarting again, and so, and just different avenues of my life. And it feels good to restart and reinvent myself and re-challenge myself in ways that doesn't make me feel stagnant, but also, like, pushes my creative boundaries.
Right.
And I feel like that,
there's expectations out the window.
And that's something I'm also leading into a lot, is not to have expectations, to let go of expectations of, you know, ways that people should act or ways that they should treat me. I mean, obviously, like, basic expectations,
but beyond looking at that, things differently.
Yeah. And just, you know, letting go of the expectations and just being present and surrendering and, you know, just being mindful of me, how I feel and what's serving me for my highest good. And I feel like I'm in a very much so a season for me.
Yes.
Which is great.
And you have to honor that.
Yeah.
It's okay to honor those seasons that feel good for you. It's not selfish, and you're not a failure for doing it or doing something different or changing your mind about something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, listening to your gut, feeling your intuition, not ignoring it. When you start doing that,
things change for the better, for the good.
Well, if you ignore your intuition is what I'm saying, things do not, it's not, I mean, it sometimes I feel like it comes back and bites you in the butt. Being like, ha ha, told you so.
Yeah.
And then you're like, shit, I should be listening to myself more often.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, so as I feel like this episode's coming to a little bit of an end, Brian, I just have a few questions for you that I wrote down in my journal yesterday.
Big journal girl now.
I know, look at me. Mental Last time health. I journaled was a year ago, almost exactly today.
So weird, dude.
Anyways, okay, so just a few questions reflecting on our last 3.5 years together and what that's been like and what's that meant for you and, you know, like, what it's brought to you personally. So we'll start with the first one. What's been your favorite memory of the Cannabis Hangout?
OMG.
Not favorite episode, just favorite, like, memory.
Memory. There's memories. I'm, like, trying to think of, like, a certain place of, like, what is my favorite memory?
First thing that comes to mind.
I mean, I want to say Puff and Paint.
Yeah.
You know, like, doing.
Was there a specific episode of Puff and Paint that stood out to you?
I'm like, Puff and Paint, or I loved our summer bash that we did.
Mm-hmm. That was so fun.
Like, our Cinco de Mayo thing mm-hmm. in 2023. Like, that was really fun, I felt like. But, oh my gosh, my favorite memory? I'm
you
like,
wanna
is
know
that
mine?
My favorite?
You want to know mine?
What?
This is one of mine. This is just what's coming to mind. But when we were sitting at Jacob's house for the like oh, after yeah, we okay. heard our jingle and we sat in his studio and recorded our voices okay. and we were like, I'm Brianna, you know, I'm Saba, and we are the Cannabis Saint, you know, and like how we did all of that, the whole like this season of that coming together in
yeah,
itself
trying
and
to find like the jingle,
the perfect and
the
like
instruments he was putting together to
and
make
his
it
home
happen.
Studio like I can see it and
it's
feel it so
we would
clearly
just get so high
yeah
like for the better creatively mm-hmm. and like then we would all just we'd go sit in the little homemade studio and shut the door and then just be like let's see what happens okay here's the mic right in front of your mm-hmm. face and say what you think you should say
and it worked out so beautiful. I remember it was like after like we told Jacob the vibe that we wanted and yeah. literally the first draft he sent us two jingles and within the first draft we were like we love this one
yeah.
and then we went played off of the one that we loved and he nailed it the first try which was spot on for Jacob but it was also just so crazy yeah. because you know fast forward to Steven and him doing our first branding and stuff
yeah,
like
logo.
We mm-hmm. told him exactly what he wanted and he came back spot on first try with
yeah.
exactly what
it
we
all
wanted.
Made sense yeah. yeah everyone was contributing to us in a beautiful organic way
yeah.
along the way
yeah
like really people
shout out to everybody every single person mm-hmm. that made our like dream mission
when people believe in you like it. If any, you know that, anyone listening, if anyone's ever believed in you, like, you know how good that makes you feel and
yeah.
how it takes you places that you, like, allows things to happen that, like, you would have not happened without the money and the proper things
yeah.
you need, you know?
yeah.
Like, I mean, really and
really.
Truly.
So, grateful. Shout out to the good people that believed in us along the way and all of, literally everybody that's listening to this, that has listened to all of our episodes, that has downloaded, mm-hmm. shared, supported, like, thank you guys so much. Like, it's been such a fucking cool ride.
I know.
It's been so cool. It's so crazy to say. okay, Bran, your next question. What, in your mind, was our biggest trial that we overcame together?
Our biggest trial.
With either, whether it was starting the podcast, whether it was the gear, whether it was whatever it was. Like, what do you think?
Ugh, damn, I'm so bad at on-the-spot answering.
I know.
And I took a dab.
It's okay, Ryan.
okay. One more time.
What do you think our biggest trial was that we overcame together?
Our biggest trial, like for the pot, like the cannabis hangout. Give mm-hmm. me some like example or give me some like not hints. That's not what I'm saying, but like
okay, I guess I'll answer this
it
first.
Just like helps me think
no,
better
I know.
In
okay.
the right direction cuz I'm like, "Damn, trial. Okay, we're perfect."
So JK. Basically that's our answer. I'll accept that. That's a great
kidding.
Answer. I don't know, like let's see. Okay, oh, here's the thing is I understand why that's a hard question for you to answer because everything has just worked out for a higher good.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think that maybe what I can think of is like obviously when we posted our first Puff and Paint, things weren't perfect. Things didn't go perfect. But the night actually ended up turning out so much better than we had anticipated.
Yeah.
And all the things that weren't perfect worked out.
Yeah.
In the way that they mm-hmm. maybe not were supposed to, but they still
like,
worked
that's
out.
That's like not even a trial.
No, but when you, I mean, no, I mean, yes and no. I think it depends on how you look at it. As
yeah.
as hosting an event and filling 35 mm-hmm. seats to make this
for
experience
sure.
good for people that paid to come.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty big trial if,
I mean,
if there's no music and everyone's sitting in silence because that was one of our trials.
Yeah. But yeah, that was like a part of an event trial. I was thinking like something more big.
I mean,
like,
okay.
But I can't think of like.
That's the thing is all the big things that we, like even when it came to switching studios, like
yeah.
everything worked out for a higher good. So maybe that's why you don't have a.
Yeah.
A answer.
Yeah, I guess
you know
so.
I mean I don't know but I feel like another trial would maybe be like income financially. So that's something I feel like that's kind of been, I mean, and that's not why we're ending at all, but because this is such a passion project, but
for sure, getting it's a baby you constantly nourish.
Yeah. But pouring so much time and effort into, a podcast that's been hard to generate revenue from.
Yeah.
And like all the revenue we've generated, you know, has either been through sponsorships at the beginning, mm-hmm. but this past year it's been
all
through,
gone to the podcast. Yeah. Whether it's and our gear.
Yeah. Like, or, you know, like video
stuff for events.
Yeah. Picture, like whatever the case may be, rugs, you know, mm-hmm. just like little things. But I think that was probably the biggest trial or like hurdle that we had was, how do we sustain financial, like how do we monetize?
And then also like be consistent and mm-hmm. be motivated to like be like, yeah, passion project.
Yeah.
Every week, every
Thursday know? For the last 3.5 years, we've released every Sunday an episode.
Except for if you're listening right now.
The past 2 weeks, yeah. which would be the first time, which is kind
Yikes.
Of. Yeah. That's the first time. Listen, in 3.5 years.
Love y'all, though.
Pretty good.
You're listening now. At least be glad you get this one. Just kidding.
So, Brandon, what have you learned or what has podcasting taught you about yourself?
Taught me about myself. Well, I just, like, love vulnerability. Like, I feel like I'm pretty good at being that way already. So I'm like trying to, I feel like other people, what I'm saying is like they teach me, like they inspire me, you yeah. know, and it's like based off of the conversations we're having or like the intimate question they're answering
mm-hmm.
because they like feel comfortable to.
Yeah.
And they're like sharing a part of their self that like they've never shared like on a mic before mm-hmm. where everyone can hear them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like. That, I don't know. I feel like that has kind of, like, brought, like, nourished a side of myself,
yeah.
too, of, like, I've always loved to listen to people, but, like, mm-hmm. listening to people in a whole different way and, like, of sharing their journeys mm-hmm. and, like, I don't know.
Especially people we've never met
into
or have
more.
Conversations
yeah.
with.
Like, I love talking to people, like, in person or, like, on vacations. People we come into contact with that we meet and they're, like, really cool-ass people. And you're mm-hmm. like, wow, I'm so happy I met you. And then you start podcasting and then you yeah. get to have, like, conversations with so many people who were, like, really blowing your mind. Like, mm-hmm. every conversation in one way or the other is blowing your damn mind because
yeah.
everyone is, like, doing some different... It's doing something different or they've had like their life has been different or their trauma mm-hmm. or their experience. I don't know, but how I feel like, does that answer the question?
Yeah, I think you did. That's good. Yeah. Taught you to be more, you already are an empath, but be more empathetic and vulnerable with people. And
yeah. I think also to add to that, like different walks of life.
Yeah.
Like and even like reminding yourself to be non-judgmental, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I feel, you know, like I feel like it's allowed like interviewing all different types of people who come from different places
mm-hmm. and
who
have had
look
different journeys,
who
yeah.
it's you know different journeys mm-hmm. like it's you know to do that and like hear everyone out in different ways is
mm-hmm.
like that's a gift
mm-hmm.
in itself you know
yeah.
to be able to do that
to connect with people and that was
yeah.
our goal from the beginning was
to connect
through cannabis
yeah.
and we definitely did that
yes
we nailed it you
100.
Hear that people we nailed it. Okay, Bran, so how would you say the Cannabis Hangout has evolved you?
Evolved me.
As a person.
I feel like just even with, like, branding, marketing, or, like, creating, like, learning how to, like, run business and, like, what you need to do to make something good or to be consistent and, like, all
mm-hmm.
the ins and the outs of, like, what you were researching, like what you're doing, like the work you're putting in
mm-hmm.
is like teaching me so much
yeah.
you know, which like evolves you
mm-hmm.
over the years, like this, the discipline, the consistency
yeah.
the
scripts, the conversation, the writing, you know, typing out show notes. Like, you're like low key, like working for yourself, mm-hmm. and like doing just like not getting paid, but like you're teaching yourself like all of this stuff, yeah. because you are, it's because you're passionate about it, mm-hmm. because you want to.
Yeah.
And it's like really not because you're being like forced to be tested on it in school.
Yeah.
You're not being graded. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's because you just want to do it.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to hobbies. This is like, I was saying this the other day when we were talking. I was like, which this is going to sound crazy to people listening, because it's like, how can you not have a hobby? But I was culturally been raised in where it's like you go to school and you focus on your career, and like hobbies are cool, but they're definitely not encouraged, especially like, you know, just like random stuff that you would pick up, like knitting or I don't know. Whatever people do as hobbies. Knitting is just the first thing that came to mind. But podcasting is my first hobby, and like, I love it. I love podcasting. And I don't know where this will take Brandon and I together, separate, whatever. Don't know what our futures are looking like, but I know that podcasting is something that I'll always be really passionate about, and because it was my first hobby. And that's crazy and cool to be. I'm 32 now, but I found podcasting at what, 20, yeah. 28, 29?
Yeah.
28, maybe 27. But it's crazy to be 32 and like realize that this is my first hobby that I love.
Because Saba has never, like, okay, just so you know, like sports and stuff, like yeah. most kids and people have hobbyist sports growing up. Mm-hmm. And like,
I didn't really have that.
No, you were thrown into it.
I feel like, it was because everyone around me was doing it, but like, it was never encouraged from my parents. Yeah. Yeah. It was just because my friends were, and I just wanted to be involved. And obviously, yeah. like, it's good to be active. But I mean, culturally, like my parents never really encouraged it. They didn't tell me not to, but they didn't tell me to be more active.
Yeah.
And, you know, hobbies. And I feel like sports is kind of where you develop the idea for hobbies as a kid.
Yes. Kind of, and so, leaning into what you like, dipping your toes in the water.
Yeah. And like, it's taken me a while to confidently say this, but I am just now figuring out the things that I like in life, and, you know, like the hobbies that I like, and, you know, what atmospheres I want to surround myself. And not that I haven't known that, but you know, to a degree of being confident in, like, I don't like the energy of this room, so I'm leaving. Or I can go, you know, sit down at a restaurant for 5 hours by myself and be fine. Or, you know, and I've been able to do that before, but just in a whole different light of learning about me and what I like and what I want and what I don't want. And even just realizing and recognizing that podcast has become a hobby of mine is like, I'm forever grateful for the Cannabis Hangout for that. Because we not started that, I would have never found podcasting as a passion.
Right.
Or you as a hobby. Have known what or it as felt a love. Like. Yeah.
If you didn't throw yourself into it based off an idea you had.
Mm-hmm, which is super cool.
Yeah.
So what, I know this is hard because we've had a lot of good conversations, but what's your favorite episode?
Yikes. Oh, this is when I need to be like scrolling.
I know, but you're going to scroll through 215 episodes. Ugh. 214 episodes.
Favorite episodes. Wow.
We've had some good ones.
Dang. Ugh, I don't know. What the heck? What kind of question is that?
Okay, we'll say every conversation
I'm
was a good one.
I'm supposed to remember a favorite. Do you have an answer?
I think so. I think I have a few.
Okay.
I would say off the rip, the table talk conversation we had with the Resonant Boys was a great one.
Oh yeah, that was fun. Yeah, we like got all of them in one place at one time,
which was very rare.
Minus Tommy.
Yeah.
But other than that, we had
great combo.
Great combo.
The Mammoth Boys. Derek is always a hoot. He always
Derek and Blake.
keeps it 100. Justin, that was a good Justin and Ben. That was a good conversation.
With Chill and Oklahoma Shirt Company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. That was like one of our most listened to ones. Are you thinking about that one? I mean, I think you know I'm like based in your head.
Yes, yeah. And I'm just going through just people like off the top of my head. We've had so many conversations with so many different types of people.
I know.
The conversation we had with Jeff, Caste God.
Yeah.
He was one of like our more
when home studio, that was our home studio conversation.
With like a curtain, a sheet, yeah, like hanging from mm-hmm. the ceiling to like separate half or like a part of the room, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Haytham was a great conversation.
Dazed, yes.
Yeah, Dazed was a great conversation because we got to go there, and that was one of our first ones that was like off-site. Yeah, which is super dope.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, those are a few that just come. It's so crazy that we've interviewed so many people.
I know.
Like, I want you to pull it up so we can like run through some more episodes. But I know.
Okay, let me get it. Maybe that's crazy. My computer's being slow, so I'll just freaking pull it up on my telephone while you think some more.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, here's a question.
Oh, wait, before you do that, remember we, like, started our episodes, like, episode 2, cannabis for what? Episode 3, cannabis and productivity. Episode 4, yeah. PTSD and cannabis. 5, strain hunting. 6, ducking high questions. That was a game.
Oh, my gosh, I remember we did that.
Cola organic.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
Episode 7.
That was a great conversation. RIP Cola.
Living Soil strain review with Cola Organics. I know. They were like one of our favorite grows, like right when it started in Oklahoma. And then their investors completely screwed them over one day. They like came and the doors were locked.
Till this day, that's some of the best bud I've ever smoked.
And some of the best guys.
Such great guys.
That was so fun.
Shout out to the Cola boys. You know who you are if you're listening to this.
We always learn so much from them. I mean, we learn so much from a lot of people. Yeah. But they stood out for sure. Yeah. But we have like prepping for your first high. Like really and truly trying to like help people be like, okay, this is how you prep for your high. Like this, you know, like here's people. I mean, like this, it's like solid mm-hmm. recommendations and like episodes. And
recommend us to all your friends, even though we're not podcasting anymore.
Different kinds of high. Yeah. How to enjoy a smoke-free cannabis experience.
Yeah.
Josh Lee we had on. Yeah. Just different. Yeah. Friends we had on. Oh my goodness, there's just so much. Wow.
So much good combo.
Products we love, cannabis law, sobriety and transitioning from alcohol to weed, mm-hmm. what terpenes are, different kinds of terpenes.
It's crazy all that we've podcasted on brand.
I know.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I'm grateful.
Really and truly. Wow.
My cheeks are hurting from smiling so much. Okay, so tell me this, Brynn. What's been your favorite cannabis memory together over the past 3.5 years?
Oh, God.
Because there's been a few.
I know. I bet you can think of the one I'm thinking of.
I don't know. I think I know what you're thinking of, but I just want you to hear you say it, so tell the story.
Okay. Well, I feel like we probably told the story on the podcast.
I don't know. Just tell it again. They'd love to hear it. They've made it this far.
Okay, well, there's probably two, but it was like the first one was when we were camping in Colorado and we had Oklahoma Medicine peanut butter cups. And we took those and like did a little video about it while we took them to like review them and stuff. And like I was like so high, like uncomfortably high, like sitting in the tent. I remember just like we both had our separate cots and like Saba was like asking me to do something or go look at something. And I was just like sitting there and I was like, I literally cannot do anything you're asking me to do. Or I just couldn't talk. I didn't want to think about anything. Like
I remember that.
And then the other one.
I think I have videos from that. It was hilarious. There are videos. It was so funny.
Yeah, I know.
So funny. Yikes.
And then the other one was whenever Copper jumped in your lap.
That's what that I was thinking.
We were camping and we were like, it was like really cold outside or something. We cooked the food.
No, it was really hot outside. Okay, it was really hot outside. We went to like the border of Arkansas. There was a fuck ton of bugs. For whatever reason, we thought it would be good to go camping in like, what was it, like June or something?
Yeah, that
or
was
like May.
One of the two times I learned to like not try to camp in the summertime, and you couldn't even like sleep naked and like feel comfortable.
No, and it's just Brandon and I, like in the middle of nowhere. We have it's not in the middle of nowhere, but it kind of is, and no service. Like
you have no
we
service.
Stumbled upon this campsite, which was still like a great campsite, but stumbled upon it. And so we cooked dinner and we're like, okay, let's just go eat in the car because there's too many bugs, mosquitoes, whatever, and we need AC. And so we turn on the car, we're sitting there, and I'm trying, and like, I'm in the passenger seat and the back door behind me is open and then Brandon's door is closed and Copper's outside and we're trying to get Copper inside. And I'm like, Copper, come on. And I'm like, I think I might have had my arm, like arm in the back to say, like, to snap, to come back there.
I think she was supposed to go and jump in the back seat.
She was.
Like, if you don't, like, point to where she's, like, you're telling her to go, she's going to, like, come directly where you are.
Yeah, and I think I did, but she didn't see it because it was really dark. And so, like, I have this plate of, like, we had just made a steak, mashed potatoes. We just made, like, vegetables. We're starving. It's been a long day. We're only camping for a night. So it's like, we're already exhausted. And Copper fucking jumps on my food. And
she jumps in when Saba was like, come on. She jumps onto Saba and knocks off her, like, steak into the ground. And we're just, like,
dying laughing.
Like, we're just so stoned. It was, but, like, sitting there in the dark, like, it's completely quiet. So, like, you know, every move that's made, every leaf crunching you can hear. And so then Copper, like, is in your lap. And then, like, we're like, you're like, what the fuck, Copper? And then we just, like, go into this, like, silent laughing, like, shaking where your people are, like, all you can hear is, like, or, you know, and then, like, it's just, like, silent outside. You can hear, like, nothing. And then we're
that
just,
will
like,
be a core, what? Like, lifelong memory, I feel like, of our friendship and Copper.
I know. Yeah. But that those are the only. Did you have one that comes to mind besides those two that I said?
Well, other than the, which you would have to see this video to think it was really that funny, but Copper does this thing where she, like, can get really aggressive when you're, like, playing tug of war with her. And this is another Colorado story. I think I know, you know what I'm talking about, where I'm that red swimsuit top. So I have this red swimsuit top on. And, like, I'm, like, trying to play with Copper. And, like, she, it's just, like, all of it's funny. Because I think I had a bucket hat on, too, which just, like, kind of made me look funny. I'm, like, super ruggedy because we're, like, camping. And I'm playing tug of war with Copper and she's just like ripping my arm apart. Like I look crazy. It's like Copper's playing tug of war with me, not the toy.
Stop it, like not letting go. So she looks like a fish.
Like I look crazy. And Brandon has a video of it. It is hilarious. And we laugh probably for like the entire day. We're
just hit a replay.
Still laughing.
Just hit replay on that shit. I love hitting replay on like funny ass videos where like people either hurt themselves or like
so good.
Something is like gross or like repulsive looking. It's like the best to be like replay. Anyway,
that was a good replay one, but yeah, that's what comes to mind. Okay, what was your favorite part about creating the Cannabis Hangout together?
Like the fact that two creative minds, brilliant minds, come together and then like explode, you know, and then like magic happens, but also like to be best friends and to like do something that like we're both interested in genuinely, you know, and to have fun with it and rock with it. Building the Cannabis Hangout. I mean,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I guess.
I agree. Okay, last question. Do you have some inspiring words for listeners, some closing words you'd like to say before your final episode? Dun, dun, dun.
Adios, motherfucker.
Hey, that's a great ending.
It's hilarious. I make myself laugh.
Ready for another dab.
I don't know. I'm just really grateful. I don't know. I feel like I want to express that. And like, I feel like we've already got that point across.
I know, but,
like,
but still
grateful
it's real.
For being able to have the opportunity to be a part of something really cool. But like also all the people along the way who've like helped us, made it happen, whether you like listened to the podcast and you helped the views, you know, or we interviewed you or your business or put your brand on, like all of that.
Yeah. Thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to put ourselves in front of you in a very raw way.
And to trust us and listen to us and like just like come back to us again the next week.
And
to
be
like
a part of our journey. I remember our first episode and as soon as we launched it, I like
I remember the text I sent Bran, and I remember the feeling of panic I had because I was like, what if I sound fucking stupid? Yeah. And like, I hate the sound of my voice. And I remember texting Bran and saying, Bran, what if people think my voice is annoying? And it's cool to not have that. I mean, people still totally can think my voice is annoying.
Episodes later.
But it's just cool to have overcome that fear and evolve.
Yeah.
Even in how I like converse with people, like mm-hmm. obviously because I'm not a very like when Brandon and I go out, I always say Brandon's a more social one. Brandon's the one that can like do the small talk easier and, you know, like just kind of mesh in versus I have a difficult time with small talk. So I'll just sit in silence very comfortably. But it's she's always the little more like bubbly one than I am. But I feel like being a part of this podcast has opened me up to having more conversations with strangers that I wouldn't yeah. normally have and just really putting myself out there mm-hmm. with, you know, people in general and being vulnerable and, you know, just
that does something to you, to yourself yeah. and to your own growth.
It's super cool. So without this, without you guys, without, you know, everybody that in the background that did what they did, you know, whether it was gave us gear, gave us money, you know,
sponsored, came to an event, bought a ticket for the event, believed in us, messaged us.
Yeah, our giveaways, like yeah. everyone has been such a huge part of us and will continue to. This is something, a project that Brandon and I hold so special and near dear to our hearts. Like one day, if we ever have kids, we'll share it with our kids. Mm-hmm. And that's cool to say that this gets to be passed down to whoever wants to continue to listen to it.
Yeah.
And
or gather information mm-hmm. or like go back to refer to or relate or
yeah, know. Because the reality is the world of cannabis is really just beginning.
Yeah.
Like and Brandon and I got to be
part
in
of
it.
The education
and
the process,
beginning
the
and
forefront.
Especially in Oklahoma, which is super cool.
Of
and
legalization,
now,
baby.
Yeah, which is super dope. And we're super grateful for that and yeah. everybody that, you know, believed in us.
Yeah, and we're excited just to see where our own paths take us and mm-hmm. like what other creative endeavors, you know, come our way and like what we choose to lean into or tap into or whatever, you know, future yeah. conversations could look like.
Yeah.
So
stay tuned with both of us separately or together on social media. I mean, just if you guys have questions or want to chat, feel free to reach out. We're still us. Just not the cannabis hangout anymore. We'll always be the cannabis hangout. Let's just be real. But we're just not recording the cannabis hangout anymore, which is so crazy to say. But thank you guys for a beautiful 3.5 years.
We hope you guys enjoyed our conversation today. And we hope you feel like you got some insight and can understand, you know, kind of where we're at and seasons we're in, just like seasons that you're in your own life. Yeah. So thanks for hanging with us.
Thanks for staying with us for the last 3.5 years. And as always, till the day we die, Brand,
stay medicated.